Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mariam Arasi Sheikh, since Moshe Rabesh Nareso, Moshe Mordechai, Chaya Chavit Fege, Bas Michal Dispasia, Rav Avram Cha, Avram Yosef Ben Chan, Rav Shai Ben Leah, Rav Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Rav Moshe Ben Rezo, Rus Victoria Bastila Rovida, Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassa, Chaya Chana Bas Arnadel, Bracha v'atzlacha b'riyos ha'shleim, and achagadol v'as Reb Chaim Tzvi, v'chol yoytzei chalotzeho. And we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Torah of the great Gaon Tzadik Mekubal Eloki, Maran Arav Chalat. Anachnu b'chelek yotet shel Meimarom, b'ma'amal chet. אומר הרב דברים מאוד מאוד יסודיים, מאוד מאוד יסודיים לחיינו, אנו מראי ורבותיי. עיקר סבל האדם והיסוד המביאו לידי כישלון ועושהו לנבוך ומבולבל, הוא עירוב הזרמים השונים הזורמים לתוכו. כל זרם מושך אותו לצידו, ובכן הוא נבוך ונעשה חדל דעה, ונופל, יורד ושוקע בעמקי תהום. The primary suffering of man, and the principle, the foundation, that brings him to failing and makes him confused and mixed up, is the mixing up of the various flows that flow within him. Each flow draws to its side, and he doesn't know what to do, and he just descends into the abyss. That's what it means, these zramim. These zramim are desires, directions that a person wants to go. I want to go in this direction, I want to go in that direction. V'sof ze ma'od mevalbel oto, hu nofel, yored, v'shoker, b'imkei tahom. Aval lo tamid shaveh. Yesh hazramim asher mikol echad mitkomem el chavero levalo, le'arso, le'garsho. ויש עד רבה, כל פילוגם הוא לפי שכל אחד רוצה לנוק מחברו ולהתחבר איתו ולבוא איתו אל עמק השווה, למצוא הצד המאחד שביניהם. Sometimes a person has different desires, things pulling him in different directions, and each one fights against the other one. You want to do A, you want to do B, you want to do C. So A wants to swallow up and destroy B and C, B wants to swallow up and destroy A and C, etc. Sometimes they want to work in tandem and find something that unites them. And until it finds its partner, it isn't at peace. And this lack of peace brings to all of the emotional anguish that people feel. In other words, you want to come to a place where you find a unifying factor that brings all of your desires together. And until you find that, you're not at peace. מובן הדבר שהתורה האלוקית היא שבררה לפנינו מה הימה הזרמים הבלתי נכונים ואשר נגדיהם צריכים ללחום בכל עוז לגרשם כליל ומבלי להשלים איתם מאומה. Prashtetzich, as they say in Spanish, we understand that the godly Torah clarifies for us what are the improper desires, inclinations that a person has, that you have to fight with all of your power and to expel them completely without making peace with them. However, those desires, those inclinations, those zramim, what the Rav calls, ששניהם דברי תורה, עליהם יש לחשוב ביותר למצוא צד המשווה שביניהם. So if you are inclined to two directions, and they're both Torahic, so then you should find the unifying factor. And if you can't, then you have to decide which takes precedence. What pushes off what? וגם בשפיטות אלו יש למצוא אותם על פי גדרי התורה הקדושה. And even when you decide, then you have to decide based on the gdorim, based on the rules delineated by the Torah. Like Esei Deicha Loisesei, Esei Chama Deicha Esei Akal. We have rules how to decide what to do. כוחו לחיזיון הזה של עירוב הזרמים אנו מוצאים בעיקר בהכרת אדם את עצמו ואת מעלותיו. This whole vision, this whole perspective of Eruv Hazramim, we find primarily when a person is recognizing himself and his milus. והצורך של ההנמחה שחלילה לאדם להתנשא אפילו בלבבו. אין לך דבר שקורט את האדם ממקור הקדושה כגסות הרוח והתנשאות הלב. עד שנעשה תועבת השם, תועבת השם כל גבל לב. אין אני והוא יכולים לדור בכפיפה אחת. דהיינו. That you have two different zerum. You have one zerum within you that wants to value yourself, appreciate yourself. You want to hold yourself in high esteem. It's critical. On the other hand, you're not allowed to have gaiva. There is nothing that cuts a person off from the source of kedusha, like arrogance, like an elevated heart, hisnasus halev, until it becomes it is an abomination. It says in Proverbs, in the 16th chapter, in the 5th pasuk, Toyabas Hashem kol gval lev. It's mamash a toyeva. Arrogance is a toyeva. High heart is a toyeva. Haughtiness is a toyeva. Ein ani vahu yecholim ladur ba'olam. We cannot coexist. God says, I am sorry. I cannot coexist with a baal gaiva. Kol ha-mitgaya, anybody who has gaiva, is kofer be'ikar. So what are you going to do? On one hand, you have your need to feel good about yourself, to feel that you're special. On the other hand, it's the most dangerous thing in the world when one is a baal gaiva, when one is arrogant, when one is haughty. Ha-niseyon me'id, כל זמן שאין האדם מוצא בעצמו צד יתרון, צד מעלה, לא ינוח ולא ישקוט, והעיצבון תוחזנו באופן נורא מאוד, עד שמתייאש מן החיים ונעשה לבלתי פעיל כלל. רב אומר פה דברים שהם ברומו של עולם. Experience has testified that if a person does not find within him or herself something unique, something positive, he will not rest. And sadness will overcome him in a very scary way until he despairs of life and does nothing. He's going to go into a deep depression. If a person finds nothing good in himself, he will be horribly depressed. Midah tova meruba, show people what's good about themselves, make them feel good. That is mechaye chayim more than anything else. Ve'en l'skof zeh rak al tzad ha-pchitut של האדם בלבד. שאם היה זה אך מצד הפחיתות, לא היה מניח לו אפילו מה שמוצא את היתרון שלו. זולת, אם היה אותו יתרון, נגלה גם לזולתו. והניסיון מורה, כי אך מוצא, אך איזה יתרון בעצמו? אפילו אין היתרון הזה ידוע לשום אדם, כבר זה משקיטו ומשלב אותו. We should not attribute this to something inferior in man. If it was only something inferior, then he would not allow it to be when he found something positive in himself until other people knew about it. But that's not what the way it is. In other words, when a person knows himself or herself, something special about themselves, that's enough. If it was a purely negative trait, then everybody else would have to know about it. Like it would have to go on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all the social media platforms that you can. Tell everybody how great you are. Tell your friends. All right. Even not Arkideka. You would have to get some publicity. But that's not the way it is. People are satisfied, even if just they know about it. So it shows it's not prisus. If you can find something in yourself that's unique about yourself, that's special about yourself, that's positive, then that's enough to keep you at bay, keep you at peace. And you're not going to be so tortured. וזה מלמדנו כי בקשת היתרון אינו כולו הצד הפחיתות של האדם. So this teaches us that seeking out some positive trait is not something inferior about a person. אבל העניין הוא כי כן הוא האמת שכל אדם יש לו תפקיד מיוחד והוא הוא יתרונו יהיה באיזו מידה שהיא אם במידה ממוצעת, אם מידה גדולה קטנה. The idea is that that's the truth. Everybody has a special task. And what your unique quality is going to fit your special task. Sometimes you're going to have just the right amount. So you're going to have a lot of it. So you're going to have a tiny bit of it. But you're going to have it because you have your special task in this world. And your special task, which is your, what makes you unique, is mechayveu im ze le'ot tafkidim yiduim. And then other tasks come along with that. Kein bechlal olama shebefrat v'chol haklal zakuk laprat k'shem shaprat zakuk laklal. So you have your general tafkid, and then you have all the details that come along with it. And both are necessary. So again, these are the two zramim. In other words, you want to feel good about yourself. I am special. There is nobody like me. Which is true, by the way, because there really is nobody exactly like you. And you do have a special task that nobody else can accomplish. On the other hand, there's this danger of gaiva. Those are the two zeram. Continuing, aval yisod garin hazera shemimenu hakol nitzmach v'nitgadel hu yitrono hamiyuchad lo. But the foundation of the root of the seed from which everything sprouts and grows is your special quality. That's where it all begins. Everything starts from what's special about you. Not only that, I love this, it's amazing. Ki ein shum koach shebaolam asher yachol lachshil et ha'adam v'memkom olamo hamiyuchad lo. Yachol ha'koach ha'mefatel ha'mshicho v'losochfo lachutz v'sham la'ziko aval lo la'ziko memkomo. When you are in your zone, when you are doing your job, when you are accomplishing your special task, then nothing can make you stumble. You are where you are supposed to be. What can happen? There can be a koyach hamefate. There can be this power from the outside that seduces you, that draws you in. Say Yachol Liot. Yachol Liot. It's going to take you out of your world. So a guy's in his world, let's say his world is chesed. So he takes care of special needs children, let's say. That's his thing, and he's doing it, and he's in that zone. When I say zone, I mean emotionally, spiritually, and even physically. He's in that zone. Nothing's going to stop him. But what's going to happen? Maybe somebody will tell him, oh, there's a great money-making opportunity. Maybe he's just drop this and go into real estate. Start flipping houses. Or maybe you should just go to Wall Street, get that MBA that your mother wants you to get, and just start making your millions, man. What are you doing here with all these days with these kids? Let some lady do it. This is a girl's job. That's what somebody can say to him, right? Be cynical, has to show him. That can harm him, because then you're taking him out of his zone. But the Makoma, when you're in your zone, nothing can touch you. Because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. That's like the greatest feeling. And a person's doing what they were meant to do. And they're just sitting there, standing there and doing it. Hayitaron shel ha'adam, so unless they take you out. If you take you out of it, then they can harm you. But as long as you're in that place, nothing can stop you. Hayitaron shel ha'adam hu ha'olam shelo. Ha'makom shelo. כל זמן שאדם אחוז בעולמו, מבלי לצאת לחוץ, ואפילו אם מתוך מקום עולמו, הוא שולח ענפיו ופערותיו גם לחוץ, אין היצר יכול לשלוט עליו, כלל ועיקרי. Superiority of man is his world. What makes you superior is when you are in your world, your place. And as long as you are in your world, and you're not going out of that. You're in your zone, what we call it. So even if from your place, you send out your branches beyond your place, that's fine. But you have to be in your place. A person has to find, where should I live? What type of community should I live in? Where do I feel my best self? My highest self. My most accomplished self, my most connected self, community, shul, friends, socially, profession-wise, doing what you were meant to do, as much as a person can. Then you're in that zone, nothing can stop you. גם נוגע לחטא הקדום, הנה אדם נוצר שהמקום עולמו למעלה ממקום הידיעה של טוב ורע. Also, when it comes to the primordial sin of Adam, man was created that his world should be above Yidiyas Tov V'Ra. V'shem lo haya nachash yachol lo. Al ken, sachav oto v'horideu v'hechil etz hadat Tov V'Ra u'v'zeh nimsar liyado. Man should have been above this place of knowing good and bad. Man shouldn't have had shaychus to bad. And then the Nachash wouldn't have been able to mess. And therefore, what did the Nachash do? The Nachash said, you don't even want to take you out of your zone. You're going to be in this new world of Tov V'Ra, and then you're gone. Like a person in yeshiva, let's say. And he's feeling great, he's steiging, he's learning. And he hears all these voices from the outside. No. No, you have to go to Columbia. Got it to Columbia, you have to go to Columbia. I'm not saying one shouldn't go to Columbia. Not saying one should go to Columbia, but let's just say that his zone is the yeshiva. He's like, man, this is what I should be doing. When he sits in front of that Gemara, when he's with that Tosfos, with that Sheif Shmaitzer, with the Ketzos, Reb Shimon, Reb Chaim, Reb Shmuel, like, wow, this is where I want to be forever, man. He said, no, Columbia. So, all right. He buckles under the pressure. And then he finds himself, he's in a co-ed dorm. People are using language he's not used to hearing. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, if this is actually true, because I've never actually been on the Columbia campus, but you might find that not everybody's number one goal in life is Kirvas Hashem. He's like, what am I doing here? So now he's in this new place of Tov Hara. All these nisyonos are coming to his door, sometimes literally. Parties and stuff like that. So that's it. So now he's in this world of Tov Hara. It's not his world anymore. And that's why we're in this world that we're in. No, it's a tough world. Alken, lo nefleti, im kshemangish, adam et sad yitono, afilu rak bimatspun levavo, nasa shaket, vishalev. Ki az, halo nechnas leolamo hu, velo tuchal kol hargasha, shfeila legeshet elav. And therefore, it is not something distant. That if when you feel what's special about you, what makes you unique, even if it's in your heart, you feel much better. Because that's your place. Oh, this is my place. This is my world. This is my zone. And they're not, you're not going to have any hargash shvela. And this is the simon. This is how you know if you are in your true place, the yesod sharish nishmaso, that this is where your soul was meant to be, or you are living in a world of illusions, an imaginary world, and that you're making a big mistake. And once you're in that imaginary world, then you've opened up the Pesach, the Gaiva, that is so abominable. And here it is, sweet friends. If when you find what's special about yourself, you say, wow, I am really, really good with doing chesed, let's just say. I am really, really good with learning. I am really good with davening. I am really great with old people. I love sitting and listening to old people's stories again and again, especially when they have dementia. They keep saying the same thing again and again. I love doing that. I'm so good at it. I'm so good at giving tzedakah. I just love, I give like 80% of my salary. I'm not talking about myself, I'm saying I, generic I. Okay? And you find that yisron in yourself. You say, wow, you know, I know a lot of people are mechabed their parents, but I do it in such a special way. So when you find that, and then it doesn't bother you that other people are at superior in other areas. You say, I'm really great at Kibbutz Avim. I look around and I see, that guy davened so much better than me. And that guy learns a million times better than me. And that person is so much more, is neater than me. And that person is more intelligent than I am. And you just see, look around, come on. When you look around, you see loads of people who have qualities, good qualities that you don't possess in the same measure that they have. And it doesn't bother you. Because you know that that's not who you're supposed to be. You're in your world. This is the real me. So why on earth would you be interested in what anybody else has? Why would it bother you? If it doesn't bother you and you don't minimize it, you don't say, oh, I have Kibbutz Avim, that's much more important. He's just good at, you know, davening. And Kibbutz Avim is a deraisa, and davening is mostly derabanan, right? So I got him better than him. And the other guy is good at learning. You say, oh, he learns about Gaiva. He does it for his COVID. Try to knock him down and him down and him down. Ah, then it's treif. But if you're in your world and you feel super fantastic about yourself, because you know rightfully so, that there is nobody like you in history. There's never been anybody else like you. There is nobody like you. And there will never ever be anybody like you. And you feel so super awesome about that. Then you look around and you see other people have other things, and it's, all right, you know, it's like Chazal say that you're only jealous of a person in your field, right? So if a guy's a top lawyer, he's in a top law firm, he's billing like $1,200 an hour, you know, and then he meets somebody on the on the bus, and he says, what do you do? He says, I'm a physical therapist. Is he jealous of him? Hopefully not, because he has his job, and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's a high-powered lawyer. He's making these big deals, involved in these big deals, and the physical therapist is not his tchum at all. It's not his area. I'm interested. And the physical therapist, he's looking at this lawyer, he's thinking, man, good for him. I hope he does great in life, but it's really not for me. I don't need the long hours. I don't need the stress. I don't need the pressure. I like being a physical therapist. I like working with the body. I love working with the body. Lawyers don't get to work with the body. Unless I guess they're injury lawyers. So each guy is thinking, all right, I'm so happy for the other person that they have what they have. He has what he has. What she has, what she has. Listen, I might be the best brain surgeon in all of New York City. And I meet this other person. She's an occupational therapist. She's great at what she does, and I'm great at what I do. I'm happy for me. And everybody has their territory. That shows that your feeling is healthy. So of course, you have to look for what's positive about yourself, and you have to tell yourself, you know why? Because if you don't, nobody else is going to. Generally, right? People aren't like waking up in the morning and thinking how they're going to compliment you that day. Most people aren't. Maybe, hopefully, your spouses, maybe your children, maybe your parents, your mother. But most people, that's not the focus of their day. But you can't live your life unless you know what's special about yourself. So you got to knock it into your head how unique you are, what's special about you, what's your task. What's your vision for your life in this world? And then what other people have aren't going to bother you. And that's the meat of Sameach B'Chelko. You're happy with what you have, then other people's success don't bother you. So, say a guy is a big Rosh Yeshiva. Mamish gives shiurim, he gives these sheer klolis. Talmidim are licking their chops. Unbelievable, and with such behirus, with such clarity. And he goes to shul on Shabbos and he hears the chazan and the chazan singing, but he's singing Koyecha Malkeinu with a beautiful voice, not like my very average voice at best. I happen to enjoy it a lot, but I don't think the rest of the world does. In any event, is he jealous of the chazan? No, he wouldn't give up what he has. So remember, it's a package deal. You can't have every good quality. You can't be the smartest guy around and the most personable guy around and the best looking guy around and the richest guy around and the most well-connected guy around and the most spiritual guy around and no. It's an amazing thing. It doesn't work that way. Nobody has everything. Some people have intellectual intelligence, some people have more emotional intelligence, some people have external features, some people have internal features, some people are good with their hands, some people are good at fixing things, some people are good at science, some people are good at math, some people are good at history, some people are good at school, some people are academics, some people are not academics, some people are very techie, some people are very simple. Everybody has different milas. You can't have them all. It's a package deal. So this Rosh Yeshiva I described, his mom is feeling awesome about himself. Because he knows in a million years he wouldn't trade his places with the chazan. Even though it's great to be the chazan. I personally would love to be. I mean, like I said, I don't have that great voice. But I see these singers and they go on stage and everyone's singing. Everyone's going crazy. It's great. You get the oilam, you get people excited, you're Eitan Katz. Seeing the beautiful Eitan Katz Nigunim, such a Hartzig Yid, such a beautiful voice. You think, wow, wouldn't that be great? It would be great. But you know that that's not your tafkid. That's not your zone. And you have your zone, and you're so happy with your zone, you're not jealous. You're happy for him. And when he sees you, he's happy for you. And that's why that's how a person's not going to have this emotional anguish. You're not going to have conflicting zrumim, because the conflicting zrum is that you're feeling awesome about yourself. And the conflict is that it's going to cause gaiva. Gaiva is bad. Can't go along with gaiva, then you're not going to be happy. You're going to be an abomination to God. So what do? You get on the right wave. But teder anachon. You get on that wave where it's all about how great you are, really special. And at the same time, you're the biggest anav in the world. Why? Because you realize that, A, God gave you these gifts. You didn't give them to yourself. We can't see, walk, hear, do anything without Hashem. So it's all a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you just keep saying, thank you, Hashem, for this gift. I once heard Ohad, the singer Ohad, what's his last name? Moskowitz, I think. Ehud Ohad, I think Ohad. And he's a beautiful voice. And he was saying, I think he said, every day, thanks to Ribbono Shel Olam for his beautiful voice. He knows he has a beautiful voice. But look at what it does. It gives him a great parnasa, I hope. And he's able to be misamech and bekal, misamech people with his music, with his beautiful voice. But he realizes that it's a gift from God. And he didn't give it to most people. Otherwise, all the singers would be out of a job, right? They wouldn't. Everybody would be able to do it. So you realize it's a gift from God. And you're also copying other people. You don't look down on anybody else. Because you realize that as much as in the same way that you're special, there's nobody like you, and you have your special task and your special qualities, everybody else also does. So you're unique and special, just like everybody else, just in a different way. And that's what makes you feel good. This is my niche. And he is his niche. And I'm not jealous of him, he's not jealous of me. He has his job, I have my job. My wife is beautiful and lovely and amazing, and his wife is beautiful, amazing, and lovely also. His wife has qualities my wife doesn't have. My wife has qualities his wife doesn't have. You could look around, you could be jealous. You're always going to find women who have possessed qualities your wife doesn't possess, who don't have negative traits your wife has. You could do that. But you're making a big mistake. Because this is my chelek, samech b'chelko. This is going to help me fulfill my task in the world. And as amazing as somebody else's wife is, she's not for your task in this world. If she were, you'd be married to her. Probably. So that's the yisod. And therefore there's no losachmo, there's no losis avin, there's no kina, there's no sinna, there's no taiva, there's no redifus covered. Because you know in your heart of hearts who you are and what you're supposed to be doing. And therefore what's not yusha, sali kol tzarki. God gave me whatever I needed. Kol atzrachim shalom. And what I don't need, he didn't give me. If he didn't give it to me, it's a sign I don't need it. I think, wouldn't it be great? I still love playing ball. So when I was short for my childhood, had a late growth spurt at 16, but until then I was a really short, skinny, scrawny kid. It's like, oh man, wouldn't it be great if I weren't 4'11 and not 93 pounds? All right, I grew, I had a spurt. So now I'm 5'10 and a half and 115 pounds. Not exactly NBA material, okay? Just the size, right? Obviously I'm slow and can't shoot so well and can't rebound so well, weak physically. Obviously, not a professional athlete, not even close. Like, you know, if the 300 million Americans, I'm probably 250 million Americans who would make the NBA before I would today, right? But if God wanted me to be the professional athlete, he could have made me 6'10", 280-pound specimen. And I could have been a power forward for the New York Knicks. But Hashem didn't want me to be. And that's why I didn't make. And that's why I'm not jealous of the Knicks power forward. Because here's his task. So he runs around in his underwear, runs after a ball, puts some cow's hide with hair with hot air inside, puts it in a net, and they pay him $50 million a year. Advertisements and all this stuff. Okay, sounds great. I used to play ball for free. People are doing it for millions of dollars. But that's his task, and it's not my task. So that's the Avodah Rabbosai. Go into your world. Your special, unique zone. And don't be jealous of anybody else. Because you have your task, he has his task, and that's the way God made the world. Everybody has to do what they're supposed to do. But it's very, very important to get in touch with what is special about you. And at the same time, be very, very careful not to make light of others. And look for their milas and point them out to them. Very important. Point them out. You see something good in someone else, tell them. All right, Rabbi said, this is Mamish Yisod Yisod HaChaim, in Mal Adaber. אז בעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך ללמוד מתורת הרב. הדברים היו מאירים ומשמחים, ברוך השם. שלום, שלום.